This Get Made? Hey, it's a How Did This Get Made mini episode. I am recording in a crawl space in my parents' house. I am a grown man in a crawl space in my parents' house recording a podcast for who? You, because I know that you probably, like me, have been traveling this week. You are with your folks for the first time in months, and you're like, oh God, this sucks. Give me some podcast relief. I know where you've been. I know your struggles. I was on an airplane the other day with a dude who was just unleashing farts nonstop, writing something that was not work, but it looked like it was a novel, but I felt like that novel would have like a lot of sex stuff in it, and he was just writing the stuff to bridge the sex stuff. Anyway, I digress. You need a little podcast relief. And if I was a smarter person, I would have put our holiday episode this week instead of a mini, but I did not. I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. So dumb about the scheduling. But let me tell you something. You're not going to be let down, because when our Christmas episode drops next week, you're going to be happy. Because just like not releasing a Christmas episode on Christmas, this movie's not really a Christmas movie. Did that make sense? I don't know. I'm going forward. I have one take. I have to commit to it. We're doing the movie Deck the Halls. Never heard of it? No wonder. It was only out in the theater for like 4 days. Deck the Halls is a movie with Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito as two people who compete to have the best lights in someplace in New England. Now, that would be a plot of a movie that you might want to get behind. But no, it's more complicated than that. Basically, Matthew Broderick is like a Christmas expert who likes to do things really respectfully. And Danny DeVito is a guy who likes to do things really crassly. And they're going to, oh my gosh, get ready. They're going to learn the meaning of Christmas for sure. I don't even think that Christmas is a big theme. It's not like they have like, I mean, it is, it's in there. But regardless, this movie is terrible in so many ways. In so many ways, it's great. And I hope you enjoy the comedic stylings of Matthew Broderick, Danny DeVito, Kristen Chenoweth, and of course, Kristen Davis. Holy moly. The best part of this movie, cameo from Soo Chin Park. That's right. MTV newscaster makes a cameo at the end. Stay tuned for it, for all of you Soo Chin Park completists. Take a listen to the trailer.
In the peaceful town of Cloverdale, Dr. Stephen Finch was Mr. Christmas.
It's a busy time of year, so we have to have a game plan. All must-sing caroling requests to be submitted in writing.
Until the competition moved in.
Who moves in the middle of the night?
I'm Buddy Hall. We just moved in across the street.
These are my babies. Can I live here?
Daddy, come look.
You can see every house in the country from space.
Where's our house?
You can't see our house.
Just hoping that one day I'd do something big.
Buddy.
Around here, I'm the Christmas guy.
I don't think so.
Now, they're going head to head.
Watch and learn.
For the holidays.
That's gonna swell up.
But the holidays.
Got the next 5 years of trees all lined up.
How'd you like to chop it down with my chainsaw?
Might not be big enough.
Does anyone smell gas?
For the both of them.
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy.
This isn't over yet.
You're gonna cut his power, aren't you? SpongeBob, this is SquarePants.
What?
He's coming! This is the best Christmas ever.
We're gonna settle this like men.
They're acting like a bunch of 12-year-olds.
You want lights? I'll give you lights.
Oh, gosh.
Oh! You sure you've been watering that thing? It went up awfully fast.
This November.
You're gonna stand here and you're gonna work it out.
Now that is something we could agree on.
Hey, baby, who's your daddy?
Dad?
Oh, God. I'm your daddy.
Regency Enterprises presents Danny DeVito.
I really want my house to be seen from space.
Matthew Broderick.
I like the way you've duct taped the antlers to their heads.
Apparently, reindeer are not indigenous to the region. Whoa! I didn't see that coming.
In the brightest Christmas story ever.
Santa! He's real!
I knew it!
Oh, boy!
That could have ended badly.
Deck the Halls.
Where are my clothes?
I had to get your body temperature up, so I zipped us into the sleeping bag. Trust me, it works.
La, 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 la.
Holy moly. Actually, you know what? I got to say, that trailer makes the movie more comprehensible. Like, listening to that trailer right now made me go, oh, that's what that movie was about? But it's not. It's so much weirder, so much darker. And I have to say that the two leads of this movie look like they are so miserable. They should have, like, the ATM receipts in their pocket from, like, how much... They're like, how much do I get paid for this? Okay, great. I know ATM receipts, not probably the best thing. I should have said, like, checks. That would have worked better. But again, I'm going with the one take of this. I cannot stop. I'm in a crawl space, goddammit. All right, here we go. What do you expect from this movie? Lights. You expect a guy who wants his house to be seen from outer space. That's the main quest of the protagonist, to have his house seen from outer space. I can't even tell you what you're in store for. This is a live episode that we are taping at Largo with a very special guest who has some inside scoop on the movie. So that is that. I hope you enjoy Deck the Halls over this Christmas break. Force your family to watch it. Get back at them for once in your life. Be like, Mom, Dad, this is the perfect movie. And then show it to them and go, haha, fuck you. I never loved you. And then flip over the Christmas tree and walk out. Now, if you're Jewish, you can still do this because it would just be a greater offense. You wouldn't have a Christmas tree, but you could flip over anything. I mean, anything you want. It still works. All right, here's the deal. One thing about this movie that you should know, it was nominated for a new category by the Razzies for Worst Excuse for Family Entertainment. Worst Excuse for Family Entertainment. They made a new category for this movie. Oh, man, oh, man. All right. Now it is time for a little corrections and omissions. Hit the theme!
We're sorry to tell you that you were wrong. And here's some things you just didn't touch on. So check your facts before they become corrections and omissions.
New theme, not too shabby. As always, we are accepting themes. Make them up. Use my voice. Use your own voice. I don't give a shit. Let's just get some corrections and omission themes in here because we got some good ones. Last week we did the movie called Crossroads, and there might have been things that we missed. There might have been things that we got wrong, and you guys bring them to our attention, and I bring them to you. How do we do it? You post on the Earwolf forums. That's right. After every episode, you go, hey, Paul. Hey, Jason. Hey, June. I got something. Get your ass over to the Earwolf .com, go to our message boards and leave a message, and that's how it works. Mr. Wampler writes, speaking to some of the misogyny in this movie, one line that really upset me came from Ben when they were in the hotel after the karaoke bar fight with the guy who was trying to finger blast Brit. I don't remember the dialogue exactly, but Ben told Brittany, I'm not mad at you for what happened back there. What? Of course not. She was on the express train to sexual assault by a stranger. In what world would have Ben had reason to be mad at her for trying to save her from this pervo? Wow, that actually is a great point, Mr. Wampler. And and then the one thing he also points out, and it's not him, I think it's a her. He goes, and another thing, the road trip seemed to go on for ages. And at the beginning of the movie, someone, I think Mimi, said they had to be in L.A. by Friday or Sunday or someday, who cares. But when they got there and at the record place and signing up to the competition, the guy in charge of the sign-up said the contest is in 6 days. They got to L.A. 6 days early for the competition? Guys, these are great points. You should come on the show with your corrections and omissions bug. That was really good. This does not stop here because we, again, always get into math. And Slide Pocket, oh, man. This is not Slide. Slide Pocket does not get into math. Slide Pocket brings up a very good point. For my omission, the girls are singing NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, which is what they were all complaining about. But that's an inside joke because at the time, Britney Spears was still dating Justin Timberlake. Think about that. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Oh, man. How we've all grown. How we've all changed. Okay. Like I said, we always get into math here on Corrections and Omissions. And Bib Fortuna, I love that reference, really brought it home this week. Here we go. I remember Daddy Anson saying when they counted up the money, it's enough for the radiator and the trip. So they made enough to fix the radiator, which was about $350, right? With some other numbers, we should be able to crunch how much was in that jar. Distance from New Orleans to LA, 1,800 miles. Price of gas in 1999, $1.30. That's emerged. Fuel economy, 10 miles per gallon. Let's be generous. food, hotel, minibar raid, $1,000. Just swag in this one. But my assumption is at least two hotel stays, convenience store food for five people, Mimi's eating for two, and the amount of alcohol and Pepsi in that minibar based on the minibar prices I've seen, I you know what? Bib, I'm going for it. I agree, $1,000. So that is 183 gallons of gas times $1.30 per gallon. That equals $238 plus $350 for the radiator plus $1,000. So that is $1,588. So you're telling me that people put $1,588 in that bin? That is ridiculous. No one pays that much for I Love Rock and Roll. Maybe $800. That's all you're going to get there. And then finally, I Am Not Atlantic. I'm probably mispronouncing that. Brings up a great point. We were wondering in the show, why does Dan Aykroyd react about the pregnant woman? He goes, you were out with a pregnant woman? And he brings up a point. He goes, what if Dan Aykroyd hates the idea of pregnant women because Kim Cattrall was once pregnant and it soured him on the idea of women and during and after pregnancy, you know, because he's a sociopath. Very good point. So Dan Aykroyd has always been soured on pregnant women after his wife gave birth to their baby. I love that. I'm going to give you the second runner-up correction and omission of the week. Of course, the number one winner of the week, Bib Fortuna, for all that math. Guys, bring on the math. I was terrible at it in high school, grammar school, life, and now you guys are bringing it to me every week. Hey, did you know that June is in Anchorman 2? Yeah, she is. Go check out Anchorman 2. She's in it, and she's great in it. And did you know that NTSF had a Christmas special? It aired. It's going to air again. Check that out. Like Die Hard meets Jingle All the Way. And did you know that I'm going to be on At Midnight on January 6th? That's right. When it comes back on the air, mark it down. I'm a reigning champion. I'm coming back to defend my crown, which means I'm going to lose. All right. I didn't promise this in the beginning of the episode, but I should have. Now it's time for me to salute all the people who have been traveling, all the people out there who've been going home for the holidays, and it's just been too damn hard. So cue some Christmas music as I read your tales of woe. This one goes out to Ren Corbett, who's traveling on a flight from Dublin to Dubai. He said, the guy next to me woke up a bunch of times to get me involved in conversations I knew nothing about. He sneezed in my food, and when we touched down, he asked if I wanted some of his shitty cologne. When I said no, he sprayed it anyway. Ren, that is a terrible, terrible trip story. But you know what? Indy Ren Hanna has one even worse. Because it takes 30 hours and has four stops in four different countries, none of which can make a decent cheeseburger. That's how I get home. Indy, you now are the runner-up of the worst trip. That's 30 hours in four different countries. But Kenny Chapman goes, I have the worst trip home because I had to drive away from all my friends that I won't see for a year since I'll be studying abroad. Aw, Kenny, guess what? When you get back, they will not be your friends. They will go on to meet other cooler people. They'll have in-jokes that you will not get. You'll have to call up all your weird friends like from Belgium to hang out with them. It's not going to be fulfilling. You've made a mistake. Kenny, go back. Do not study abroad. Do not get culture. Do not get out of your small hole. Nathan Holland writes, I have had the worst trip because I have to drive from Iowa to Minneapolis with my mom's boyfriend who constantly says, yep, after everything you say. 7 hours of that. Shit, kill me. Nathan, I would kill you if I could, but you're too far away and I'm in a basement crawl space. Told you this. And finally, there's one person out there who's having a crazy trip. It reminds us, you know, maybe trips aren't so bad. It's Tina Nukukin. Sorry, I mispronounced that name. She goes, 2 hours from Helsinki to Tallinn on a ferry. There's good food and good music if you don't count the drunk karaoke. Yeah, my trip there ain't half bad. What kind of life are you living that you're going from Helsinki to Tallinn? And why? Oh, Tina, why are you even listening to this show? You should be out living life. Be making bad purchases of, I don't know, gold and selling them to people, foreigners. I don't know why I think that about Helsinki. I don't know what's going on in Helsinki. Tell me more about Helsinki, but not anymore, because now it is time for some Q's and A's. That's right, Q and A. That's the theme song that we haven't written yet. These are questions that you asked me. I'm going to give you answers. Here we go. Stephen Katz writes, is a hot dog a sandwich? Yeah, it's a weird sandwich. It's kind of like on the special bus of sandwiches. The short bus of sandwiches is a hot dog. Mauricio Makua writes, why don't you answer any of my questions? Mauricio, I've told you this before. It's because you diddle kids. Sorry to say it. Don't mean to offend anybody, but I don't answer diddler. Oh, you made me do it. I guess I will answer a diddler's question. Mauricio, they based Prisoners off of you, the movie with Hugh Jackman, and they did you justice. I thought you were very good in it. This one is read. Oh, I cut and pasted it. I don't know who. Ed Cronenfeld, what's your least arousing geometric shape? I'm going to say a rhombus, bro. Rhombus just sounds like a fat rectangle. Lawrence Jackson writes, did Clarissa ever explain it all? Yes, she did, and she had a stroke. Didn't you see the final episode? She hit singularity, and that's how the episode ends. The cat exploded, she had a stroke, and the two ants just finger blasted each other. Kyle writes, if you could make a buddy cop film using two characters from films that you've done, who would be the buddies, and what would the name of the movie be? It would be Nick Cage from Drive Like Hell, I think that was the name of it, and Nick Cage from that movie with Nicole Kidman where he's like a nerd, and he's like trapped in the house, and I would call it Caged. Because one would be like the nerd, and one would be like the cool hell guy. Or I would just actually put Robin Williams and John Travolta in a movie and just call it Old Dogs 2. Lehman Kessler writes, what's the difference between HIV and AIDS, and should I go to a doctor? First of all, I appreciate you coming to me with this question, because I ask you guys all the time, please come to me with your sexually transmitted disease questions. I'm all about the STDs here on the show, helping you out. I'm going to tell you, this is what I recommend. Go see Dallas Buyers Club, and it should figure everything out for you. Dallas Buyers Club is what I recommend to all my HIV and AIDS patients. Katie Donovan writes, how could you not tell us there's a post-credit scene in Jingle All the Way? Katie, you weren't ready for it. None of you were. Now you were. Now you are all ready for it. There is a post-credit scene in Jingle All the Way. Go rent it right now for the holiday season. Watch it. Enjoy it. I didn't know until after the podcast. It was a big blunder. A big, big blunder. But you know what? We can make this right. We can do better. We are America. USA. USA. Let's burn a mall and kill people at a Walmart. Scott Johnston writes, should I keep my AOL .com email address? Sure, if you're 90 years old. Who does that? Oh, I'm afraid to change my email. Why? Is your screen name that great? Are you still chatting it up? You still downloading movie posters and listening to trailers? Come on, guys. Why? AOL sucks dick. Okay? There's no reason not to change. Oh, I don't want to like confuse my friends. Are you that? That means that you're so afraid that someone can't get in touch with you. Are you that important of a person? If someone wants to get in touch with you, they're going to get in touch with you. They're going to be like, well, he doesn't have AOL anymore. I guess he's dead. You can do it. Disengage. Gmail that shit up. Mac it up. Me it up. I got caught in that Mac, me, iCloud, web. Now I have like 10 email addresses all with different monikers at the end. Let's see here. Kyle Baker writes, do you think monkeys these days know which way is up? You know what? I think modern day monkeys must be bummed out. They're not being used as entertainment value as much as they once were. I mean, what about the good old days when you put monkeys in a pair of jeans and gave them a cap and made them like talk like Lancelot Link? Let's get back to that. More movies with talking monkeys being forced to like say stuff because they have peanut butter in their teeth. I think right now monkeys are like, come on, man. I used to star along Clint Eastwood. That was my co-star. Now, nothing. Space Chimps. It's animated. I don't even get an audition. Bullshit, man. Bullshit. This is from Ryan Watts. What's the best advice you can give to a brand new college grad? Go back. Yeah, that's what your parents say, right? Go back. Nailed it. Parent joke. High five to me. Oh, wait. I can't high five myself. I'm in a basement crawl space. It's cold. It's raining out. And I'm looking at a bunch of things that are never going to be used. I don't know why they're being stored here. Dalton Pruitt writes, bagel bites versus pizza rolls. Dude, Dalton, why would you ever go with a bagel bite when a pizza roll is just a bagel bite with sauce and cheese? That's like, come on, man. First world problems. Not third world problems. Those are first world problems, man. You always go Totino. pizza rolls in the house forever. Bagel bites, fuck that. I'll make a bagel pizza. Sure, but why do I need to when there's Totino's? Totino's. Don't get me started. It's like a Hot Pocket that won't burn your face off. Guys, it's been a lovely time talking to you. I've enjoyed this reprieve from the holidays to spend it with you. If you're not celebrating the holidays, good for you. Enjoy some Chinese food and go see a movie on Christmas. I'm going to tell you, if I can give you guys a Christmas gift, you guys give us a gift every week by listening to your show. Yeah, you guys are great. No, here's my Christmas gift for you. Wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, Google, what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? It's from a Star Wars Christmas album. It is my favorite Christmas song. It's a non-denominational Christmas song. It's all about what would you get Chewbacca for Christmas when he already owns a comb. You get the idea. And there's not many more lyrics than that. But R2-D2 and C-3PO sing it, and it's the best. What would you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week with a very new, brand new live episode. Oh, Deck the Halls. Is it streaming? Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. You can get that shit. Guys, I love you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.